Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Going good.
Alright, so that's what's up. That's what's up. Alright, y'all, check this out, man. I say we out to have some fun tonight, man. I don't know if my man can hear us. I don't know if he just snuck his damn phone in there or he didn't. He might try to sneak and call on the hospital phone. So, you know what I'm saying? He don't give a damn.
So, you must forgot we talk about father time here now.
Man, shit, that motherfucker say fuck credit. All right, so wait, look, what's going on with you, man? What's been happening?
Not much, man. Sitting in the studio putting up these, is my phone echoing?
No.
Huh?
I don't know if somebody's is. I wasn't sure if it was mine or yours.
Oh, no. Down here, putting together some bios.
Okay.
Everybody getting a portfolio. I'm putting together one for everybody in the crew, so.
What site is it going to be on?
These is just like bios, like when we go to companies and sit down, meet and greets and stuff like that, everybody can check us out. I'll probably put the bios up on the website.
Okay. That's what's up. So if we want to know about Hardy, all we got to do is hit the bio.
For sure. Bios, pics.
What you going to put on my little partner, man?
What you say?
I said, what's his be about? That's the bio I want to read.
Who, mine?
No. My little homie that jumped on the roof.
Oh, Gus? Oh yeah, he didn't turn his ear this week, so he got the next Saturday to turn his ear.
Wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. You giving out homework?
Yeah, most definitely, man.
God damn, man, you worse than the boogeyman himself.
Shit, we running shit like a business, man. Like if you don't run it like a business, then you ain't gonna have business shit.
True that.
That's what's up. Janine, what's been going on with you? Janine?
Huh?
Oh, man, nobody won't listen to me tonight. Looking for the time ain't here, nobody won't listen to me. Is that what the fuck is going on?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, what's been going on with you? What's been going on with you? Okay, well, I guess not. LaFonda, what's been happening? What's going on with you and Young Shatai?
You said what?
What's going on with you and Young Shatai?
You got what? He got a couple of shows coming up. He's trying to get a couple of nominations for the Midwest Rappers Ball. People been like hitting on my wall all fucking week long for the damn nominations. I still don't know who the fuck the nominee is.
Alright, who mama in the background?
You said what?
Who mama in the background?
I don't know who that is.
That's my sister cooking up me some,
It gives me heartburn.
Well, you're welcome, Tom. Lay low down. You come up to give me heartburn. Wait, look at that girl from Tom.
Man, I'm trying to get my eat on real quick, man.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now, look here, y'all. Y'all gotta quit acting like y'all new to this show, man. I mean, all right, this is Sin City Radio. I got the same people to be on the air with us. It's father time after. Everybody's supposed to get quiet and don't want to talk.
Same shit, just another smell.
I wasn't talking.
Now you're gonna overtalk him. Now, make up your mind, woman. Okay, now we'll check this out then. We're going to get into that. Hey, wait, low.
What up?
After countless times and countless times, I got the JFK track on here, dog.
Got it?
I got it.
He should be calling in a few minutes.
Okay. Man, I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with this thing. It was like pulling teeth.
What was that, with that Reverb Nation shit?
Man, both of them, man. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, I don't fuck with them. That's why I fuck with that feel for Limelight.
Man, I was like, oh my fucking God, dog. This shit is crazy.
Who y'all talking about?
Hold up. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What up?
What's up? Who might this be?
It's McClain. What's good?
What's good, McClain?
Nah, shit, chilling. Sweat my ass off. It's hot out here.
Damn, you also sound like you're black a little bit.
Nope, it's hot.
How y'all doing? We good, man. We good, man. I'm glad you called in, man.
Yeah.
I know we were supposed to play. We were supposed to feature you this week, man. But my man Father Time, he took ill, and he had track. He had the track, you know, ready to go, but for some strange, like I said, he took ill, so I wasn't able to get to your track this week. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I wasn't able to get to your track today, but I definitely have you on tomorrow.
That's cool. Ain't no problem.
So what's been going on with you, man?
Nah, shit. Just working on another mixtape. Just got the EP all done and put that shit out, so kind of sitting around working on some other shit now.
Okay, so, I mean, where you from, McClain?
I'm from Indiana, Richmond.
Oh, Richmond. Oh, okay, we did talk about that.
That you had some people down here.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. Like I say, my man took ill, man. I've been ripping and running, man, trying to make sure I'm kind of losing focus. You didn't keep hanging her damn phone up. I don't know why.
Because you said you can't hear me.
Then try to speak back on, but okay.
Where you finna go?
All right, now, I mean, okay, this Johnson versus McClain. I mean, talk to me about it, man. Like I said, we definitely going to have it on tomorrow, but talk to me about it, man. Well, I mean, when you were putting that project together, what were you thinking?
About what? The whole music thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been doing it for 12 years. I'm only 22 years old, so I've been doing it since I was 10. I've always done my own work. I mix, master, produce, do my own graphics. I do the whole package, you know what I'm saying? I promote my own self, advertise my own self. So that's pretty much all it is. I'm more into the girl tracks, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make no tracks for dudes out here. I'm just trying to get in with the ladies, and you know what I mean? So I'm kind of more on that, but other than that, man, I don't know. It's just, I've been doing it for so long, so I just figure I'll stick with it, keep moving with it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nowhere to go but up.
Hey, that's what's up. Now, let me ask you, man. I mean, you are of the Caucasian persuasion, right?
Yeah. All
right, so do you get any comparisons to, like, the M&Ms and Yellow Wolves, anything like that?
I've had a couple people compare me, but, you know, I put them dudes on a higher pedestal than I, you know, I don't ever feel my own height. You know, I try to stay humble with myself about my music and shit. I don't ever really, you know, get into myself and try to create a buzz that I don't feel I have, you know what I'm saying? So me comparing myself to them, you know, there ain't no comparison. But, you know, but somebody says that to me, you know, it makes you feel good about it.
Okay, I mean, and see, that's the thing about me, man. I'd be like, I'm the greatest motherfucker in all. I'd be up in this motherfucker just clowning. I'd be like, so arrogant ass damn.
Shit, every artist should have that, though.
All right,
you gotta have fun with it, you know what I'm saying? But you can't be big headed about it, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna stop. I mean, okay, because I hear people always saying, okay, you gotta humble yourself. But at the same time, I mean, when you finish a track, man, and you hear this motherfucker, and it's wanging in your ear, man, you like, okay, this what it do, man. I mean, at some point in time, you gotta feel a little cocky about it. And I mean, ain't that a good thing, you know, to feel like, okay, this is the shit right here.
Yeah, that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I believe in myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't believe in myself and that I don't like my own music and whatnot. I'm just saying when it comes down to it is I'm not ever going, you know, I'm not trying to compare myself to anybody else in the music. I'm trying to do something totally different. So, I don't know, I just try not to be big-headed with myself, you know what I'm saying? And I don't hate on nobody else regardless of your music, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing your thing, whether you're good or you're not, shit, keep doing it, you know what I'm saying? There ain't nowhere to go but up, like I said, but... You know.
I feel you.
That ain't always true, though.
Is this your mixtape cover?
The picture with me with the vodka bong?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm digging that cover, man. That's the whole cover.
Yeah,
I'm digging that, man. Oh, you did this yourself?
Yeah, that's some of my graphics.
Awesome, man. Shit. Did you come over and help
us up the city? I'll be doing a little bit of everything. I got my foot in the door a little bit everywhere. I try to anyway. Jack of all trades and a master of none is what I say.
Man, I look like you're about 20 years old in that cover.
I said I'm only 22.
You do look kind of young. Hey, what's that boy doing with that vodka? Put that bottle down, boy.
Nah, hey, I'm legal.
So you legal, though, hey? All right,
I'm going to have to check his ID.
That was a shot to the ladies. Hey, y'all, I'm legal.
Right?
I ain't mad at you, man. I ain't mad at you. I mean, because like I said, man.
Trying to eat.
Hey, and you got to, man. I mean, you got to do something. I mean, all right, so since you started doing the rap thing, I mean, like I said, I've been down to Richmond. And, you know, it's like multicultural down there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird up here.
Man, so, I mean, how do the people, I mean, when they hear that McLean bump, and I mean, how do you get greeted? I mean, is it like, because I mean, y'all got a kind of small town. It's more like a town than a city.
Yeah, it's not a big city at all. I'm not really sure what the population is, but we're a pretty small city.
Yeah, so like, when you come out the store, I'm like, oh, okay, that's McLean right there.
Like I said, I've been doing it for the 12 years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I started, you know, it's always weak when you start, you know, no, nobody's going to come out and be super good unless they're a prodigy of this shit or something. But, I don't know, now people will come up to me, you know what I'm saying, and people that, I don't even show my music to or whatever, and they'll tell me that they're hearing it, you know what I'm saying, it sounds good and all this. So, you know, they're showing me love, but for a small town, you know what I'm saying, like you said, it's real multicultural, so... I don't know. A lot of people just don't connect with each other. You know what I'm saying? You get some love and you don't get some love. So, I don't know. We're making it, though. I try to reach out to people in other locations. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a lot of people around Gary and, like, East Chicago and up there. But
okay. Well, now, with that being said, that's why I got my boy, President of Hoosier Boy Entertainment, Waylo. I got him on the line with me. I mean... I apologize about the fact that we claimed that the music wasn't here. Like I said, my man took ill. He had the tracks. I didn't know what, you know, but I definitely have him on tomorrow.
Yeah, it's cool.
But Waylo, I mean, somebody like McClain, I mean, what do you think? Like, I mean, is
somebody
like?
I was just looking him up just now. I was trying to get his music off for that filth right now, so I'm trying to log in. This fucker won't let me log in.
Because, I mean, it's like, I mean, I've heard the track. I've heard the track, and, I mean, he got a banger. I mean,
I think so.
Now, the one that you just sent me,
in the message, that's the one on your page.
Yeah, in a message.
Yeah, yeah.
I caught a snippet of that, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just something laid back. That Donald Trump that I post on the Sin City Facebook, though, that's a lot of people been liking that. I didn't do no hooks or no verses, though, you know what I'm saying? I just went like 2 minutes and 46 seconds through the whole thing, just, and that's that Mac Miller. I remixed that.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm gonna ask this to you and Waylo. I'm gonna ask this to McClain and Waylo. Now, I was talking to a couple of people, man. And, you know, they was like, you know, they talking about music. Now, as far as today's music, it's like me personally, I think it all sounds the same. Now, I was telling them that because they was like, well, you know, we need a different type of beat. And I was like, well, what always linked us to the music, you know, back in the day was like, you know, we heard a lot of funk coming up. You know what I'm saying? We heard a lot of that Boosie and James Brown coming up. So when a lot of rappers started looping it, it made us think about when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, what do that do for us? I mean, do y'all think like, all right, we're gonna change these beats around or something?
No, it ain't even just the beat. It's what they damn saying over the beat that makes the shit suck. Waka Flocka, his ass suck. Fucking that goddamn Soulja Boy, all that shit. Hell no. But Soulja Boy be having some tight ass beats.
Okay.
They need to
get
back to message telling. That's what it is. Storytelling.
Okay, well, hold on, man. We got another caller calling in. Caller, what's happening? What's up? Who might this be?
This is JFK.
JFK, what's happening, dude?
What's happening, big dog?
Man. Oh, nah.
Hello?
Yeah, you still here with us?
I can't hear you now.
You still here with us, JFK?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, man. All right, man. Now, check this out, man. It was like pulling teeth to get this track on here today. You know what I'm saying? It was like pulling teeth. But, nevertheless, it was worth it because I do feel, you know what I'm saying? I do feel this is a banger, man. What made you come up with this damn concept, dog? This Run For Us Run?
Man, I smoke a lot of weed, bro. That's all I want to say, man. I be blown, man. It ain't no, I don't got no cool answer for you. I be getting my Bob Marley on, bro.
I would
say, you know,
about,
whatever creative juices flow, I let them flow.
Okay, because you had to be hotter than a motherfucker to actually take this little hook and make this motherfucker sound that goddamn good.
You
had
to be hotter
than a motherfucker. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to let the people hear this, man. So without no further ado, we're going to go into JFK's track, Run For Us Run. Y'all check it out. Tell me what y'all think.
This is 7-9.
JFK. Ha ha. Don't talk about it.
European handbag, $1,000 pumps. Got it in the bed, running like Forrest Gump. Run. Pockets up with special gloves, make a one.
beans. I don't eat it, Johnny P's. Beat it, I'm a pussy beast. Knock the bottom out that motherfucker. I'm the chief, she Pocahontas in her mouth. Orthodontist, clean bikini, Tijuana, smoking loud in the sauna. Stepping out, wearing Prada, ain't a stain, I'm super clean. Moving like a turtle, cause I'm off that lean of super weed.
European handbag, $1,000 pumps. Got it in the bed, running like Forrest Gump. Run. Pockets open, special gloves, make her wanna hump. Infatuated with me, cause her boyfriend a chump.
Did you just play that Run Forrest Run? Just hide in a motherfucker. Just probably just sitting there cracking up like, fuck, I'm gonna put this in the song.
Nah, it's kind of like realistically speaking, I wrote the hook, and it's like, all right, you know what I mean? I said European handbag, $1,000 pumps, got in the bed running like Forrest Gump, and I got to thinking, like, okay, what can I do to make this song different than just, you know, my average songs, you know, with the hook? And then it popped up in my head to just sample the little girl going, run, Forrest, run. You know what I mean? And then, you know, that's just when the artist side of me came out. Then I took it to the engineer. You know, the engineer, you know, you ain't nothing without a good engineer. So, you know, the engineer made my vision come to life.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking that's a classic, dog. I'm thinking that you can put that in one of the classics.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Hey, I pray that it like stands up to the standards that you already put it at, bro. Like, I appreciate that.
Bro, I mean, just to hear the hook, man, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I say, man, there's a lot of songs that we play that I listen to, and I'm like, okay. But when I can start seeing videos and stuff in my head, okay, I'm like, okay,
yeah.
this motherfucker's there. And, dog, I see a video for that already.
Yeah.
You might have to pay Tom Hanks, but nevertheless. Yeah. I see a video there. I mean, I just see the way. I mean, Dude, I mean, okay, let me ask you, dog. I mean, because I do believe that you got a bang on your hands. I do believe that. I truly believe that. But man, what can you do to make the motherfuckers in New York and down south, you know what I'm saying, hit his music and take that song seriously? I mean, you know, because, you know, it's like, we like the Midwest. It's like, them motherfuckers, all they got is Nelly and Twista.
Nah, it's like point blank period, man. Promo, promo, promo. It's like you only as strong as the people you got around you. And most rappers don't want to admit that because they so egotistical. They done built themselves up so big in their own mind. They don't think they need, you know, their best friend that they grew up with, you know what I mean, on the next street over to help get them radio shows and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
What up, boy?
They just think they get it all under control.
Was that a subliminal message? Was that a subliminal damn somewhere? I mean, I'm in limbo, you know what I mean,
many different directions, so you can't sit here and make yourself be this, like, this super megastar. And even if you do, you know, happen to be blessed enough to get to that point in your career, you still shouldn't carry that attitude like you don't need nobody. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the only answer that I got, man. The marketing and the promo team got to be just as dedicated as the artist is to, you know, making a hit. They got to be just dedicated to getting that hit out there. And that's the only way that they're going to be able to really, you know what I mean, hit the Midwest if we get more business savvy and quit being so cheap and just pay the people who do what they do. You know what I mean? To get our music on where it needs to go. And then once the door gets kicked in, you know how that go. They're going to be lurking for the next come up. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I figure I'm waiting on y'all motherfuckers to blow up before I drop my mixtape.
Hey, man. I just hope somebody blow up, like for real blow up and just, you know, stay true to themselves. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of guys that's making noise now in the Midwest. And, I mean, point blank period, they a misrepresentation if you ask me. Because one thing I can say about the Midwest is we real clicky. You know what I mean? We stick together. If it's two for two at McDonald's, you know what I mean? You got homeboys that ain't going to eat unless they got $2, you know what I mean? If they got $1 for a McDouble, they'll wait till they go home. And it's like the rappers don't got that mentality in the Midwest.
Well,
for me, it's like a dog-eat-dog situation, and it only got to be like that.
Let me ask you now. Here in Sin City, I mean, controversy is like one of our key points. You know, we don't get no fuck. I mean, is there anybody in particular you want to call out?
No, I don't even get into that. I just, you know what I mean, do me. That's real shit.
I mean, because
no more resume.
Acting a fool, just call him out.
No, you know what I mean? There ain't no reason to, because I really don't. Jimmy, I don't have no beef and no gripe with nobody. They might have a beef or a gripe with me, you know what I mean? But I don't got nothing with them. That's their problem if they're starving and I ain't. That's how I look at it. I mean, straight up. That's on them. Me and Waylo eating. I don't care what they not doing.
Certified.
Straight up.
Okay. All right, well, I understand that, man. I feel you on that. I'm just fucking with you. But, now, I do got to ask.
Before you carry on, just to sum it up in a few words, when I do, or if I do have to ever settle up on a so-called beast, you'll read about it before I get a chance to tell you.
Okay.
I guarantee you that.
Okay. Well, we're not going to say so much as a beast, but, I mean, we do ask this question. I mean, we got an industry full of motherfuckers who out there, and I know you like, how in the fuck did they make it? I mean, who you just not feeling?
Who am I just not feeling? It's kind of hard to say, man, because I started this thing a while back where I try to find the positive in everything. So it's gonna be like pulling teeth to get me to say something negative about somebody, bro. They're gonna have to like out blatantly come at me in a disrespectful way for me to even like wanna like pick them apart like that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Great political answer. Great political
man,
answer.
He got all the great political
great
answers.
Great political answers.
Well, on this way, he is on his way to stardom.
So,
PR team already told him how to answer the question. Hey, look here.
Can
this is what you're going to do.
Can I hit this witness as a hostile witness?
You're
giving too many political answers here. We want the truth here at Sin City. Who the hell you ain't hearing? Who you ain't feeling? Waka Flocka? There's somebody out there.
Nah, because I'm going to be a little bit more solid on Waka, you feel me? So, you know, I respect everybody. I respect Waka for the simple fact of how he got his hood just jumping around crazy behind him. I mean, it's just certain little stuff that don't got nothing to do with music that'll make me respect another artist, you know what I mean? Even though if I'm not feeling his music, I might be feeling his style, his character, his whole demeanor as an artist. I don't know them personally, so I can't say if I like him or not. But I can say if I like a man's demeanor or the character that they're trying to portray on TV. And like at first, he seemed like he was a little young, rah-rah, hothead type of guy. And I don't really like kind of like dig them type of guys because, you know, I don't really dig the loudmouth type of guy. You know what I mean? A homeboy. They got it always talking and screaming, you know what I mean, jumping off and all that. I mean, sometimes it's cool to sit back and just see game on cast. You know what I mean? So, like, but it seemed like as his career done, like, kind of flourished, he done switched from the rah-rah shit to making, like, some nice party songs. So, you know what I mean? That's always good to have good party songs because that's where your money come from. I mean, ain't nobody booking no shows for you to, you know, hear you shoot about, I mean, talk about shooting up the neighborhood. You know what I mean, it's just real shit.
JFK, man, I got to tell you, JFK.
We play as role.
That boy's smooth as silk, ain't he? Hold on. Hey, we got my man Big on the line. Hey, Big, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, family? Just coming
up
from my mad love.
Chilling, man. You got my man JFK, man.
JFK, what's happening?
What's going on, famo?
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's just listen to that banger he got out, man. Like I say, my man got it, man. I'm thinking that's the jam for the summer. I'm thinking this is the song that motherfuckers gonna bang this summer. Just having a car. Just to bang it.
Hey, Cass.
Yo.
Hey, when you come back to the hood, I'm going to give you his mixtapes. You got two mixtapes with DJ Holiday. So when you come back, remind me to give you those mixtapes.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, JFK, check this out. Since your answers are so politically correct, I got to ask you this. We going to ask you a question we ain't asked in a while, man. If you had a chance to put together we're not going to say, we will say a Wu-Tang type of group. You know, just, you know what I'm saying? You could just go through, you could go through your hood or you go through the Midwest and collect whoever you want to collect.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yourself included, we need four more members. Who would it be?
Myself included and four more members.
Right.
Myself included and four more members. I'm going to run with my nigga Hardy. I'm going to run with him.
Okay.
You feel me? And I'm going to run with two more cats that don't nobody even know of yet. I don't even know them. But I'm going to go find them. And they're going to be in high school. And we're going to hit them under the belt like that. That's what I'm going to do.
This dude just gives the greatest damn political answers. Damn. Okay,
I know Hardy.
Right.
I already got a kill on my team. My homeboy, Juke Hill, meets president. J-Face on deck. So, really, I go snatch up my homeboy Hardy, and I go get two stray dogs I can mold on my own. And by the time they're 18, they're going to be eating up everything.
Okay, all right, I feel that. McClain, you still with me, dog? McClain, still there?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Okay, now, I don't know if you heard the question, man. I was saying
that
you could put a super group together from the Midwest. Who would it be? Yourself included with four more members.
I'd have to go with Soup. Soup the Road Runner.
All right. One of the original grinders.
Yeah. I fucks with Soup. Soup's one of my guys. Who else? Man, I don't really know. I don't be really listening to too much people, really. I mean, I check some shit out, but from the Midwest, I'm just not really sure, man.
I mean, if you got your own clique right now, I mean, hell, holler their name out.
I ain't got no clique. That's what I'm saying. This is me. I do all this shit by myself. I ain't got nobody else going right now.
Damn, boy.
I don't know. I'm trying to do something different. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be on the same shit that everybody else is on. I'm trying to a whole different sound, a whole different meaning, a whole different everything. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I'm rolling solo, really.
I feel you, but
I fuck with people, you know what I'm saying? If you got good music, you know, I'm going to show you respect, you know what I'm saying?
But now, you know when you get back to the, you know when you get to the crib, man, and your boys hit his interview, they first thing they're going to tell you.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Oh, man.
You ain't even give us a shout-out, dog. What the hell?
There ain't really nobody give a shout out, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with a couple of people, but it ain't even on a music level, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with a couple of people doing some other shit, but ain't on a music level, you know. And they know I take them with me, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand that. But hey, now check this out, man. I ran across these guys, man, and I'm gonna tell y'all. I mean, the dude, they call 1329. I've yet to hear him. I mean, but the dude walked up to me and told me, man, play my track. He tried to sell me a CD. He said, man, give me $1 for this CD. And I guarantee you're going to like it. I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what, I even let you call the show. Nah, 1329, they ain't called the show. But, I mean, I still told them I was going to play a track off one of their songs. So I'm going to play a track off one of their songs, and I want y'all opinion to tell me what it is. I mean, you know, what it's like. All right, y'all, we're going to go into this track real quick.
DJ motherfucking
black.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in this motherfucking one time, you know what I'm saying?
Trap niggas say this song is the truth. That's
Sassy niggas use the song for excuse. Real trap niggas say this song is it true. White P&G, I'm in my hustle clothes. Trap P&G, I'm in my trap mode. Messy niggas use the song for excuse. Real trap niggas say the song is it true.
You a dusty ass nigga, that's all I'm going saying to you. Use my song for excuse, don't think a nigga playing with you. Trap niggas outside, and we all told nine. Stupid wallet in my pocket, eating shrimp in a fry. Selling Dave off in these trap clothes. Baking cream pie, some D29 and Castor. We feeling alright, smoking on that good left pack. It got my mind right. Hit the scene with all this bright eyes. And do whatever I like. Stomach save up with me. Hey, that guy right there, oh, he the truth. Smoking on that fruit. Don't try me, boy. Your brain be on that roof. The inside my Lamborghini lifts it like a liver roll. Dusty nigga out my way. A real nigga coming through. Ha! Broke for no reason. Don't blame that shit on rap. Dusty for no reason. Don't blame that shit on trap. Dusty ass niggas using song for excuse. But real hustling niggas say this song is the truth.
Dusty niggas use this song for excuse. Real trap niggas say this song is the truth. Dusty niggas use this song for excuse. Real trap niggas say this song is the truth. White T&T, I'm in my hustle clothes. Trap T&T, I'm in my trap mode. Dusty niggas use this song for excuse. Real trap niggas say the song is the truth.
Motherfucking mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying? 1329, fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? Support, Nap Town fans.
Alright, so that was 1329. Alright, well, I'm gonna start with you, Waylo. What you think?
What's up right there?
Waylo?
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here. Yo, alright, I'm gonna start with you. What you think about that track, man? I mean, a man came up to me and said, hey, you buy this for $1, you gonna enjoy it. Damn, nobody. Okay, Waylo. Waylo don't want to comment.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said which, bro. My bad. It's
alright. Alright. Okay, Jadine, what'd you say?
What?
What did you just say?
That man, he hated it.
I don't know. Okay. JFK, what about you, man?
I mean, I don't say it was bad. It wasn't trash or nothing like that. It was kind of cliche. with the whole trap this, trap that shit.
It was just alright.
I mean, it was just, it didn't sound authentic. It lacked authenticity.
Oh, okay. McClain, what about you, man? What you feel about it?
I respect the hustle and they're alright at what they do, but I don't know. It ain't different.
Okay. All right. I mean, because I told him I was going to play it. And I said, man, maybe that's why they didn't call in. I don't know. But, all right, now, with that being said, I mean, because, like I said, what made me like your track was that, I mean, like I said, the hook was just crazy. As rappers, how do you look and say, like, okay, I'm for the set this beat apart from everything else? Because I got to be honest with y'all, man. A lot of shit sound alike to me around here.
That's because we in a melting pot, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I'll tell you like this. Go ahead, bro.
I was about to say, Midwest niggas ain't really never had their own identity. You know what I mean? Because when Middle Society came out, everybody wanted to be fucking Old Dog. when Boys in the Hood came out, everybody wanted, you know what I mean, that Chrome 9 like Ice Cube had. So we just a victim, my nigga, really, you know what I mean? And I ain't making no excuses to a Midwest cat.
But ain't that society itself, though? Can't
not necessarily, man, because, like, I'd have been to, like, New York. I ain't never been to L.A., so I'd have been to New York, man, and them cats got their own flag, man. Don't nobody dress the same out there, man. I mean, it's the same, but it ain't the same. It's kind of weird to explain, you feel me? But we get all our, we get every style we get off of TV, you feel me? We don't never come up and innovate nothing, dog. Don't nobody bite off the Midwest, man. Everywhere you go, people do not want to come here. Straight up. And I mean, that's what makes the Midwest people and the Midwest rappers so bitter, man, because we like the black sheep of the country. We get all the leftovers. By the time we get a new something, there's something new coming out somewhere else.
We the last wave to be hit.
Yeah, we the last one to get everything, get turned on to everything that's hot. Clothing, music, everything. So, a lot of these rappers, man, they not in a position to travel and see how they, you know, rocking out in Atlanta, how they rocking out in Florida, how they rocking out here, how they rocking out there. And they just don't understand how much that helps their music if they really like, you know what I mean, trying to make a hit. Some of them, dog,
yeah.
They just comfortable with their homeboys riding around listening to their, you know what I mean, music. That's the first thing, man. You got to honestly realize that All these rappers in the Midwest, man, they ain't out to make no good music, dog. They just doing it because they want some fast money, and it looks like a way to get, you know, a fast, you know, dollar. They don't understand. I'll probably put. Say what now?
Yeah, I'm saying,
they don't understand. Yeah, man, that's all I think it is, though.
Okay, so is that why Kanye then went all skinny jeans and all that shit? Because once he left the Midwest, he got turned out.
He over there in Paris right now wearing blouses. You know what I mean?
Right.
He can do what he do. You know what I mean? If he like wearing blouses, I love it. But exactly, dog. Straight up.
Not JFK, I got to give you I am not a
girl.
Hey, I'm like,
I'm real.
You grown ass man with a blouse on, something fucking wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just like, you know,
with him for years.
You know what I mean? He know damn well he can't walk around Chicago with that blouse on and get whooped. You know what I mean? So that's, he gonna stay over there, parents, get wrestling with guys. And, you know, walk around with his blouse and stuff on. But, like, what he needs to do is, you know, come do what he's supposed to do and build up the Midwest like every other artist, you know, done did when they got on. I mean, he signed all New York guys. Everybody he signed to his label from New York. I mean, but I can't just totally knock him. I got to knock the Midwest rappers, too, because they don't know how to make a hit. And I tell them that to their face. Straight
up. Now we getting real JFK. This one I'm talking
about. You're getting real JFK, but it's just
the political answers. Now we getting to the meat of it. Go ahead.
No. I see, look, man, you're fine, man.
All I'm saying is
they trying to get that certified punch boy out of you. That's what that is.
I'm just saying, facts is facts, bro. You know what I mean? If a cat come up with a hit and they ain't pushing it, then they lazy. And if they ain't got one, then they just don't got one. You know what I mean? That don't knock them. That ain't saying that they whack or nothing like that. But it take dedication to get that hit. That hit is like a first place trophy or something, man. And you got to go to practice every day and like run your little wind sprints, man, and make your weight for all that little crap, man. It's like, man, this shit ain't easy, man. And they think it is, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that's just like, okay, let's just pull somebody out the air. Let's pull a name out the air from the Midwest. Tension. We're going to pull Tension name out the air.
Mm-hmm.
The Mammy, though. Mammy Doe, I mean,
yeah, it's a weak concept. I'm going to tell you why it was a weak concept. Who in the hell going to run around and call this, they mama Mammy? That was a slave and gone in the wind, bro. That's very disrespectful.
Okay. I mean, I understand that. I mean, but not at the same time. I mean, I guess the song took off. I mean, it did something to him.
I think it was a local song. You know what I mean?
I think it was a local song.
And it was a local song that looked bigger than what it did because of the budget that he had behind it. You know what I mean? It was like a souped up Ford Focus. You know what I mean?
Oh man. That hold on. I mean, cause
I liked it that one. I might have to steal that one.
I gotta say this because I know a lot of people that went back and told Titty that I be picking on them personally, and I don't pick on Titty personally. I do
because Titty mess with everybody, man, and sometimes we gotta come back around.
Yeah, but that my whole thing is he felt like me and Hit was cool, that I put Hit on the show, and it was, but I offered the same, hey, look, man, you come on the show too, man, you say your side, he can say his side, but he declined every time, and more or less like, fuck y'all, I ain't getting on your show. All right, cool.
Troy, yeah, well. I don't know. Them guys, they don't really talk to me. I don't think
but
I'm
still open-minded. I'm just saying, by me being a radio host, I got to be open-minded. I can't say, you know what I'm saying? I'm open-minded. I'm still willing to let him get on the show and speak his mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been big on saying Mammy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I just said disrespectful. I can't call my mammy no mammy. She'll smack me.
Wait a minute. You just said you can't call your mammy no mammy. You know you could get shit smacked out of you soon if she hit you, right?
yeah, I know, right? That's why I said it. That could all be funny, you know what I mean? But no, my mama, nah, bro, she ain't going.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, of course not. I mean, shit. What black woman is saying they good?
That's what I'm saying. That's why he was silly for even putting that out there. It's a whole lot of other different, like, little catchphrases and little stuff that you can, you know what I mean, run with, man. That song lacks a lot of substance, man. If anything, he should just, like, ran with talking about a chick, man. You can't lose with strip club music. Just
wow. Did you just call this song strip club music?
Who? No, I didn't call his song strip club music. I said he should try making some because you can't lose with that.
Oh, okay. So in other words, what you're saying, you just need to make some old booty music because
it don't necessarily got to be like tip drill or nothing like that, but it got to be something that chicks like dancing to, man. You know what I mean? And, like, I think that's where a lot of Midwest rappers fail at, because they make music for niggas. They want to tell a nigga what's on their mind. Don't nobody care, dude. Keeping it real, you know what I mean? Don't nobody care who you beefing with. None of that mess. Especially when they're at the club and they try to leave all their problems in the car. They can't get drunk and look at girls, and vice versa. Chicks came to get free drinks and look at niggas with money and try to get some. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm digging that concept. I'm digging what you're saying, man. I'm digging what you're saying.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to get in there talking about, nigga, fuck you, I'm finna pull this gas and blow your motherfucking head off.
At the club, hell no. Nah. If they at home going through one, then you might have a winner. But how you going to be an unestablished artist and make that type of music? Where your fan base going to come from? All your fan base in prison. Your whole fan base is in prison. I mean, don't get me wrong. This comes from, you know what I mean, a lot of songs about,
know what I mean, pulling a pistol out on somebody. And I just seen through my own trial and error that them songs only can get so high. That demographic is only so small, man. It's very, very small. But the demographic, the people that want to go to the club and dance, oh, man, it's huge. That's why every dance song, like the Cuban Shuffle, all of that mess go platinum in like 10 times platinum. DJ Super Rich.
Let me ask you, would you ever make a Cuban Shuffle?
Nah, that ain't my style.
Okay. Nope,
that ain't my style, but I would do something like, I mean, what I just did. I mean, that's club music. I mean, that's club music. A lot of people not Gucci, but I like Gucci. Because Gucci party harder than anybody. If you want to learn how to have a good time on Friday night, listen to Gucci, and he'll give you a prime recipe. He'll tell you what drugs to take, how to take them, and what club to go to. I love him. He's like my brother that I've never met in my life. who can't get along with a guy like that?
But you know what, man? I'm going to tell you, I've never been a Gucci fan, but you actually did make a damn valid point right there.
Don't Gucci put you in the mood to go to the club, though? Straight up. He put me in the mood to go to the club every time. I don't even pop X. But, nigga, he be making me feel like I'm rolling on that damn issue. Rolling? Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Nigga, I think I'm rolling when I hear that shit. That's that move. That's that, you know what I mean? That's what got Gucci in the position that he is. Because he was able to, like sell a lifestyle, man. You know what I mean? He sold a whole entire lifestyle. He didn't just sell no, you know, song. He sold you a whole swag, a whole character. You know what I mean? And that's the only way that the Midwest is going to, like, make their mark, if they can set their own niche. It's going to have to be a rapper that got their own niche. Like, Kanye had his own niche. Well, nobody from the Midwest, you know what I mean, doing the type of shit that Kanye was doing when he got picked up.
Okay.
True, granted, now he had a one up on the average rapper because he is one of the most talented producers ever. Period. Point blank. You know what I mean? He got a foot in the door making beats. But Jay-Z didn't even want him to rap. You know what I mean? And Damon Dash, the one who encouraged him to, you know, go ahead and make a song. And he made that Through the Wire. Dog, that's a classic, man. That sample.
Yeah.
That's the only classic he got, my opinion.
Okay, so. Let me ask you, since you're on Kanye. I mean, and you brought up the Dame Dash Jay-Z thing. I mean, the argument could be that he was a disloyal motherfucker for just saying fuck Dame Dash and went with Jay-Z. I mean,
it's business at the end of the day, man. At the end of the day, look at this like this, bro. Look at it like this, man. You got hired, right? Your homeboy helped get you a job. You know what I mean? Your homeboy helped get you a job and shit. And your homeboy get into it with your boss, and he decided to quit. And you gonna quit your job with him?
No, I'm not.
Niggas can't look at that shit like that.
That nigga gonna pay my bills if he ain't paying my bills. Hell no, I ain't quitting that job. I'll holler at you out of work.
You feel what I'm saying? Niggas can't look at it like that. You got a problem with Jay-Z. I don't. You feel what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if you did introduce me to this dude. You got a beef with this dude. He done became my friend. My friend. It ain't like that, you know what I mean? You introduce me to this dude and a week later we beefing. You know what I mean? This is years. We done made millions and millions and millions of dollars together. And you expect for me to like just say screw you? Come on, man.
Okay.
If Dame was smart, he would have took his butt to rehab or whatever problems he was having, running around with no shirt on, sweaty, drinking Armadale or whatever that liquor name is, and Bellevue or whatever, and calmed his ass down, man. Niggas get money in, like, you know what I mean? Be tripping, man. All right.
That was my next That was my next question to you. I mean, you said earlier, you know, a motherfucker got to remember about his boys. I mean, at the same time, I mean, do you take everybody with you?
Like, as far as what?
Like, your boys.
Like, take them with me, like, just they just riding along for the ride?
I mean, I got to feed them
and house them and clothe them like my kids.
Hey, yeah. I mean, hey,
these boys. See,
they've been down, but now they've been down since day one. Now they've been down. They've been holding you up.
And I'm about to tell you, like, your homeboys got to realize what type of person you is, for one. You know what I mean? And if you ain't no boss, you ain't no boss. If you just an employee and you employed by that record label, they need to just look at that. Like, my homeboy just got a good job. You feel what I'm saying? I can't take nobody. I got a good job right now, and I can't take nobody to work with me. You know what I mean? Straight up, and it's as simple as that. You know what I mean? But if I'm a boss type head, if that's my demeanor, I make moves, I make it happen, then, yeah, you obligated to put your homeboys in a position to make money. You don't got to put no money in their pocket. They ain't your kids. You know what I mean? If you a boss, give them a recipe or start a couple businesses and let them work out that way. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you solve that problem. And they can feed themselves if they men. You know what I mean? And if they ain't men, then you need to, you know what I mean, get rid of them anyway. I don't care if you've been knowing them 20 years or not. They just suckers. Real talk. You know what I mean? I know plenty of people for 30 years and I'll talk to them right now. We was cool all growing up, but they turned out to be suckers. Simple as that. I mean, you was cool as kids. You was a grown ass fucker though. Straight up.
Okay. I mean, cause now, I gotta say this, that I heard a lot, and oh boy, I believe, and I still believe, even though he got on the show and he talked kind of reckless for whatever odd reason, I don't know. I still believe that Freddie Gibbs he caught a bad rap around Gary.
You said,
well, I believe Freddie Gibbs caught a bad rap around Gary. I mean, it's like everybody was so mad at him, like, oh, fuck you, this, that, and other. And I'm like, well, damn. He just signed to the record label. He don't own the motherfucking record label.
But what they got to do with him lying?
As far as what?
Like, okay, for instance, man. It's like, I'm not saying that all rap is true. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that every rapper is who they say they is. But when you come, you got to know where you come from, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's cool to say you're the king of somewhere that don't nobody give a fuck about. But this is Gary, Indiana. All we have here is pride. We don't got fucking shit. Not a downtown, nothing. All they got is pride in this city, bro. And when you say you run this bitch, and the niggas that actually do run it is still walking the streets, you don't have a problem.
For real, OGs.
You don't have a problem, bro. They brought the National Guard here. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of cats wasn't out here in the streets to even realize that type of shit. You know what I mean? But me and Walt, we got shot at every at least 2 to 3 per day. I mean, we.
Oh, my mama.
I mean, and we wasn't even doing shit but walking home from school, bro. You feel what I'm saying? It was a full-fledged war. You know what I'm saying? And we were smack dab in the middle of it by default, fam. You feel what I'm saying?
Trust me, bro.
You saying?
Trust me, I know the killer.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? And it's too many cats that know him personally, you feel what I'm saying? To you know what I mean? He can't let that ride like that. You got to. That's why they came up with that word, paying homage, man. Pay your respect to your OGs, dog. That's all. Ain't nobody saying that you got to say you a punk or a pussy or none of that shit, but you got to say where you got this game from, my nigga. You didn't start shit. You know what I mean? You didn't start nothing.
I'm
going one house over from the nigga. I say run up, run Gary. I ain't gonna say he ran it, but nigga, you are not gonna sit here and say you on the same level as this nigga. And I ain't even gonna say his name. Wally know who I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, I do.
I'm talking about just a nigga, man, who bought two Lexus coupes at the same time. I'm thinking this is homeboy car. He say, no, man, he just had to drive it home for me. He wanted the black and the tan one, fam. And this was in 93. And you run Gary? No, sir. Sit your ass down, man. Well, pay homage. And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know about the man character. He's a great rapper. He makes some nice songs. And I'm going to leave it at that. But that's why people have a problem with that young man.
Besides
the jealous guys, you always got the guys that just feel like a nigga don't deserve something, that he is a better man, so he deserves to be in that position. You got them guys for real, and they all over his head. You know what I mean? They don't even know this nigga, and you know what I mean? They don't even know if he really did or didn't do whatever the fuck he's saying he did. You know what I mean? I ain't speaking for them. I'm speaking for the cats who really know this guy. You know what I mean? And on some realistic shit, fam, the ones who really know him and really know the truth is the ones that ain't saying shit at all.
Well, no. Okay, I can respect that. I mean, me personally, I don't know the cat. I don't know nothing about him. I'm not going to even say, and I'm going to come straight out and be honest with you. I'm not going to even say I even listen to his music. I don't. I mean, I understand he's from Gary. I don't listen to his music. I don't even know what the fuck he be talking about.
I got a song with him on my mixtape. You know what I mean? I know him. He hung with my little brother when we was growing up. You know what I mean? And I don't got a problem with that dude or what he doing. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm not motherfucking putting no food on his plate or helping him further along in whatever he's trying to do with his music. So, like, man, I'm not getting paid off of him. So, I mean, I don't care. I really don't care. You know what I mean? If he blow up 12 times bigger than he is right now, that's that man's blessing at the end of the day. Because he's not stopping me from doing what I'm doing. That's the only time we're going to have a problem with anybody. That's the only time I'm going to have a problem or Presidential Music Group is going to have a problem with anybody. And that's when you're trying to stop us from me. I mean, and then if that's the case, you're just gonna eat your ass up because you're in the way.
I
like short tempered motherfuckers around me, bro. That's why we don't fuck with nobody. We don't hate on nobody and none of that shit. We gonna let them do what they doing, so that way they stay safe.
Okay.
Real shit.
I figure the longer this interview go on, the more we gonna get JFK to be JFK. These political answers, damn sure, going out the window right about now. What the fuck?
Yeah, the political going out.
Nah, it was just cut and dry. And I tell everybody that, you know what I mean? Anybody that like talking to me, that's why half of the rappers, and I ain't gonna say the Midwest, because I ain't dealt with half the rappers in the Midwest. But half the rappers in Gary, I deal with them at one point or another, and at this point, we really don't even talk to each other. You know what I mean? I got love for a few, or should I say respect for a few, you know what I mean? And I don't know if they got respect for me back. I don't really care, because they ain't never came at me disrespectful. So I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? That's all I know. Ain't nobody stopping, and that's what a lot of cats don't understand. Can't nobody stop you from doing what you're doing. I mean, I don't care how much shit they talk behind your back or whatever the case may be. Make a hit, all that bullshit fly out the window.
Okay.
I mean, straight up. If not, if you ain't making a hit, then pull a motherfucking meat roll out your pocket bigger than they fucking face. And I bet you they shut the fuck up then, too. Straight up.
Hey, just pull that money out, huh?
It's more than one way you can pull your bread out of the show. You know what I mean? Like for instance, the last couple parties we done threw, chicks got drunk free all night long. And I dare nigga to say they didn't.
Oh, shit. I should have been at that motherfucker. Hey, I'd have been the first motherfucker out there. I'm
Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
It was at La Rosa's and Hammond. It was so many females in that damn party. Straight up.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you. Was Waylo there?
Yeah, he was at the first one.
Waylo, you ain't come get your boy, huh?
What'd you say?
I know. What'd you say? Hey, motherfucker, you ain't come get me.
Talking about the party with the Rosas. We let all chicks in free till 12 and then got them drunk all night long for free.
Oh, shit, man. I think I was out of town when that shit jumped off. I was in New Jersey.
Yep.
Goddamn, Jeff. Yeah,
like,
you need to be calling Sin City more often because these are the type of parties we need to attend.
Don't trip, man. I'm going to hit you up, man. You got my number, man. I'm going to give you my number, man. I mean, straight up, bro. All I do is try to make money and, man, and get out here, bro. I try to avoid all the other drama. Like, I ain't being political. It's just the truth, you know what I mean? I just really don't got nothing to say about that.
I'm just fucking with you, JFK, man. I'm just fucking with you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
We understand, because we understand what you really want to say to a lot of people. But, you know, you being a humble guy, you learned how to humble yourself. So,
you have a life, you know what I mean?
I told you, grandma, nobody was like, man, sometimes your opinion ain't even worth saying because it ain't going to change shit no way.
Right. I understand that, dog. I understand
so,
that,
like,
but
that's the standard I take. We're like, I can tell somebody how I feel about somebody. At the end of the day, it'll do more harm to me than it'll do, if anything. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. So, I mean, but I mean, you can't tell me that a lot of times you don't be thinking this in your head.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
You can't tell me you'll think that in your head.
Nah, cuz on some real shit.
This is where the asshole comes out of me, man.
If it pops in my head, it falls out my mouth. and then that's what gets me in the bullshit. So I walk around sometimes thinking happy thoughts. Straight up. Thinking straight happy thoughts.
I can understand that one. I can really understand that one.
I mean, I see a fuck nigga, then I instantly say, damn, I wonder when the new Jordan's coming out. Just walk away. keep me out of bullshit.
Fuck around and get a trail mix.
I mean, straight up. Straight up. And they ain't gonna see it coming.
Okay. I mean, you know what, dog, and I have fun. I'm going to tell you, though, we done really have some fun on this show, man. I mean, like I say, we try to do interviews and we try to let people speak their mind, man. I'm glad that you came on, man. I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you speak to Brian McClain. Like I said, dog, give me a chance to call tomorrow, man. I'm going to have your music there so everybody can, so we can all just see what the fuck John versus McClain is really going on about. Feel me?
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. My man Waylo.
Already.
Certified
Bronx boy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, new tune coming out. You know what I mean?
Of course. All right, we'll check it out, y'all. We're coming down towards the end of the show, man. As usual, you know, we always like to let motherfuckers get the last word in. So we're going to start with Mr. JFK. You got any last words for us, dog?
Man, last words. Roll them if you got them. Check out my mixtapes, Meet the Connect, DJ Holiday, Cash Cow, DJ Holiday. Got another one coming soon, untitled right now. But we out here popping the new mix, the new single, Run Forest Run. Download it if you see it, you know what I mean? Download the mother mixtapes, they're on deathhip.com. And, you know, just shit, keep posted, because, you know, I'm gonna keep something funky for y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. McClain, you got any last words for us, dog?
Yeah, y'all can I fucks with y'all. Y'all can download my shit at Dap Pit. If I got shit on Bandcamp, hit me up on Twitter at J McClain Music. I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere. Hit me up if y'all need graphics or whatever. I fuck with y'all on some cheap shit, or maybe even hook y'all up with some free shit. So fuck with me and I'll definitely pay my homage, you know what I'm saying? We'll all get it.
Wow. Oh, you ain't said nothing but a word. I'm in boxing you to show over, bro.
You there?
right. Way Low. Mr. Way Low.
What's good, bro?
That ain't last word for us, man.
You know what it is. Way Low 219 YouTube. Hoosierboyentertainment.com. We out here working. Get it. SimCity.Spruce.com. Father Time, get your ass back on this goddamn radio show.
Right. Janine, you been hanging on all night, man. I'm proud of her. This the only woman I know don't listen to no hip-hop, but she makes sure she listens to us there, too. She probably sleep, though, but nevertheless, she kept her phone on.
I'm not sleep.
Oh, okay. You still here. Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Game last word for us.
Yeah, I tell y'all about how my man knocked me unconscious tomorrow. That's tomorrow's show.
That's definitely tomorrow's show. We definitely want to hear about that. Definitely.
Nice
all
talking
right.
With everybody.
My man Wick. Got any last words, dog?
Most definitely. Another great show again. By the time, get well, bro. We miss you. SimCity.Spruce.com. Cast. I'm out.
All right. All right, y'all. Check it out, man. Same bad time, same bad channel. You know, we do this every Tuesday and Wednesday. Like I said, I want to thank McClain. I want to thank JFK. You know, it's always a pleasure to have my boys, Way Low. It's always a pleasure to have Dean, Wick. It's always a pleasure to have him on the show. You know what I'm saying? To my big brother, Father Time, get well, man. Like I said, take your time. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to still be right here. So get yourself together. Get right. Get back on the show. Shit, y'all know what we do. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Nice.